Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Tectonic. My name is Mark Hurst. I'll be your host for the next hour here on WFMU Freeform Station of the Nation from downtown Jersey City in the great state of New Jersey. Such a pleasure to be with you today, and I thank you for joining me. We've got a special show for you this evening. We are in the first day of the 2024 WFMU Fundraising Marathon, and I'm so happy to say that I'm joined this evening with my co-host, station manager Ken Friedman. Hi, Ken.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm good. Great to be here on Tectonic.
Thanks so much for joining.
On the first eve of the 2024 WFMU Fundraising Marathon.
It's so exciting. We've got a volunteer room, a phone room, full of ready and willing volunteers. What is the number people should call, Ken, if they want to pledge to this show and to this great station?
It's 1-800-989-9368. That's the way to do it analog. We know this show is very pro-analog. You can pledge online at WFMU.org.
1-800-989-9368 or go online at WFMU.org/donate. As always, the Tectonic playlist and comments are available. If you go to WFMU.org and click playlist and comments, and you can see a link there on the top of the playlist page that will allow you to pledge to Tectonic and or any other show on the schedule and show your support for this great station. Ken, I thought that we could talk this evening as we are waiting and watching as the pledges come in. I thought we could say something about some recent news, as we often do.
This is the newsiest show on the air.
There is no other show that delivers more news, at least more depressing news, than Tectonic.
Oh, it's uplifting. I find it all very uplifting.
A couple of weeks ago, I did this thing called Dystopia Update, which was an hour full of the most dystopian recent tech news that I could possibly come up with.
Oh, it was a great episode. I heard it.
Thank you. And I realized when I got home, there was one really important story that I didn't get to. And it had to do with chatbots. Now, you know these chatbots like ChatGPT. You type in a prompt like, write me an essay on the Red Badge of Courage or whatever it is, and it spits out its extruded text. Well, it turns out that as chatbots are becoming more popular and receiving more investment and getting more development, that the style in which you interact with the chatbot affects the responses. So get this, Ken, there's an article in Axios from February 26 with the headline, "Being Nice to Chatbots Pays Off." And researchers found in testing out these chatbots is that if you are rude or short with the chatbot, like, just give me the answer already, it might not give you as accurate an answer as if you were very polite.
I'm beyond polite with my chatbots. I'm amorous. Seriously. And it's really interesting. They really respond to that.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are the sorts of, dare I ask, what are the sorts of things that you...
Well, I have a chatbot from the medication delivery company Capsule. And they'll keep texting you every step of the way. Our delivery man is out. You know, and whatever they say, I just say, like, I love you desperately. And they always respond like, that's great. Thank you. And it just turns the whole experience into a much better experience.
Now, are you sure that the chatbot is not actually because a lot of AI companies will use human labor in lower cost markets.
Yeah.
So are you sure it's not someone?
Well, this is Jersey City, man. This is not a lower cost market. This is downtown Jersey City.
No, I'm saying when you're texting with, they say your delivery guy is on the way, and you say, I love you, and they say, thanks. Maybe it's a person, you know, in the Philippines who is
true. Yes,
who's writing
true.
That, oh, thank you so much. Are you sure that it's an automated chatbot with code running everything?
No, I'm not. I'm not, but I do this with anything that I think might be a chatbot.
you show amorous.
Yeah.
And amorous. For me,
I just get a little creepy. A little too loving and creepy.
That's
I mean, they love it. They love it.
Reminds me of something Eric Schmidt said years ago. At Google, he said, we take it right up to the creepy line.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
Before they stumbled right over
right
it.
Well, just broke through the tape and kept going. I mean, just started sprinting down the creepy highway. So how are we doing, Ken?
So the Tectonic listeners are beginning to call and pledge online at WFMU.org, which is great. And we're going to read all your comments. First, though, let's put up the first prize of Tectonic, which is a book by the great author Kevin Kelly, Excellent Advice for Living.
Excellent Advice for Living. Kevin Kelly was the founding, I believe, executive editor of Wired magazine back in the day. He's written a bunch of books, but this one is a little bit unusual. It's not a technology book. This is his collection of received and encountered wisdom that he has put together over the years, over, I don't know, 20 years. And so the book is full of very short statements, little bits of wisdom that he's accumulated that he wants to share with the world. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting collection.
Like the importance of keeping a blood boy to make sure that you can always get, you know, fresh 20-something-year-old blood coursing through your veins?
Yeah, the kind of wisdom
so
you might get.
So you can become immortal?
Yeah.
Helpful hints like that.
From various billionaires. We don't need to name names, but there are billionaires out there who they have been, and this is not a joke, actually. There are tech billionaires who get infusions of blood from young people, you know, young adults, in order, they believe, to keep them more youthful.
Handsome young Aryan lads. You can say it, Mark.
And
as portrayed in the TV show Silicon Valley.
Yes. And these are the same people who build the chatbots that require that you act politely in front of the chatbot.
Yes. Yeah.
You may not speak to me in that form. But if you say "I love you, chatbot," then it loosens up and
yeah,
it warms up to you.
It does, absolutely. So if you pledge $20 or more between now and 6:30, you'll be in the running for the Kevin Kelly book, "Excellent Advice for Living." We have some people to thank. Mark, David in London says, sending some marathon cash for the great Mark Hurst, who leads from the front week after week.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
And Lawrence in Brooklyn says, "Keep fighting the good fight, Mark."
All right, Lawrence, I'll try with your help. Thank you.
Dan in Albany says, "Mark, take my money. I am not your enemy. I love you."
Dan,
see,
I'm not.
See, he's doing the
thing. I'm not a chatbot. I'm a real person. But thank you, Dan.
And Catherine in North Carolina thanking Radio Garden for reminding her and resurrecting her love for WFMU. Do you know Radio Garden?
Yes, I do know Radio Garden.
Yeah, it's a great radio online radio platform.
Yeah.
Really cool one.
Yeah, Catherine, thanks for rediscovering WFMU. Well worth it.
And that brings us up to date here, Mark. So
well,
I think people need to be perhaps enticed. We have special gifts for you this year that we have designed with volunteer labor to entice your pledges. Like we have a smart sticker this year. It's called the Higher Frequency Sticker by listener Jethro Haynes. It's holographic. It is sentient. It's a location tracking device, as well as able to do all sorts of diagnostics on your car if you put it on your car and drive around.
No, this is a smart sticker. I think you mean to say, Ken, this is a surveillance sticker, because we know when a product has the word smart in the name, it really means it's a surveillance product. So this is a surveillance sticker. WFMU has come out with a surveillance sticker.
That's one way of looking at it. I like
just admit it.
I like to think of it as a super cool sticker. Just, you know.
What kind of diagnostics does this thing do?
It'll tell you your elevation. your location, how fast you're going.
And let me guess.
It will create a point. It'll create a point rating system for your driving in general.
So
it helps you get better mileage. It saves the earth, Mark, is what it does.
And it's purely for our convenience. So this is like the WFMU social credit program, is what you're saying. We're beginning to track the listeners.
It's just a sticker, Mark.
It's a surveillance sticker, Ken.
It's just a rad sticker. Sheesh. And if you pledge $20, you automatically get the smart sticker. And for $50, we will put a chip in your head. So you will always know what's coming up on WFMU, as well as recent specials. We'll also throw in the new T-shirt, the Monument Valley T-shirt by Nick Bertuzzi.
I have to admit, I'm a little more excited about the Monument Valley T-shirt than I am about the chip. Can people opt out of the chip, or is that required?
No, of course. You can opt out of the chip. And if you don't want the smart sticker, we'll send you a dumb sticker. We have those too.
All right. So
you can let us know when you pledge at 800-989-9368. Catherine from North Carolina is getting the smart sticker.
Yes, Catherine. All right. Well, Catherine, just make sure to opt out of the surveillance. But you know what I like about the sticker is it's holographic. And I can completely sign on for any holographic sticker.
Right. That means it's sentient. That means it has consciousness. It can feel pain. It can sense a world outside of itself.
When you address the sticker, make sure to be polite. Because it can understand the tone you're using.
Or amorous, even better. Zachary? All right, Zachary and Ann, thank you, in West Lafayette, Indiana, our friends.
Zachary and Ann, thanks so much.
They say, thanks for all that you do, Mark. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And the number, if you'd like to pledge to WFMU, call 1-800-989-9368, or you can go online to wfmu.org. Or wfmu.org/donate.
And we're doing our first giveaway of the Kevin Kelly book, Excellent Advice for Living. Kevin Kelly is kind of a legendary tech writer and editor. So $20 or more, you get the smart sticker or the dumb sticker, as you prefer. And you're in the running for the Kevin Kelly. And $50, all that, plus you get the great new T-shirt. And it really is a great T-shirt.
Now, I want to tell you something inspiring, Ken, mm-hmm. about how people are pledging. Our very own Mike Sin on the comment board at WFMU.org just posted, I canceled my master race blood transfusion appointment this week and donated the money I saved to WFMU.
There you go.
I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.
Just forego the blood transfusion just once and give the money instead to WFMU. You can call 1-800-989-9368. We've got surveillance stickers. We've got surveillance chips that go in your head. But also, you can get a T-shirt, which I don't believe there's any surveillance technology in the T-shirt. Is that right, Ken? The Monument Valley T-shirt is just, I think it's just 100% cotton. It's not like 99% cotton, 1% silicon?
Well, technically, you're correct, Mark. If a listener were to snip off the size tag just inside the collar of the shirt, then they would have what's known as a dumb shirt.
Okay, so the tag, there's something going on with the tag then.
There's a lot going on with the tag. Hey, we want to thank Greg in New York City. This is from Triple G. Thank you, Mark, for the engrossing interviews on often terrifying subjects and implications, and props to Ken's fill-in spot on the Twitter files last spring.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Great to see listeners from New York City, my home city.
Moshe from Ontario, Canada, says, Tectonic is profoundly insightful. Keep up the great work. Previously a diehard Apple fanboy, this show has managed to shift my perspective of Apple dramatically over the last 2 to 3 years. Apple is no different from other big tech. Growth at any cost. Sign me up for the brain implant.
Thank you, Moshe. You're going to love the brain implant. It's really painless. But in all seriousness, I'm so glad the show has been helpful in discussing and really revealing what's happening with Apple and the other tech giants. As you rightly said, they're all growth at any cost, no matter what the billboards claim about privacy. So Ken, 1-800-989-9368 is the number to call. We have had a number of different interviews of authors over the past 6 years.
Oh yeah.
Hundreds, actually. And
many greats.
You and I talked about some past interviews over the last, I don't know, 6 or 9 months. And one of the interviews that we came up with that we were both interested in was this interview with Kashmir Hill, who's a New York Times reporter who came out with a book called Your Face Belongs to Us, A Secret of Startups' Quest to End Privacy as We Know It. I spoke with Kashmir on October 30 of last year, so just a few months ago. This book is about facial recognition and focuses on a company called Clearview AI, which has a facial recognition app that a lot of police and federal agencies are using to identify people on the fly. I wonder, would you like to hear a little excerpt just to give listeners a taste of what some of these interviews have been like over the past year?
I would.
Why don't we hear this, an excerpt. Again, this is Kashmir Hill talking about her book, Your Face Belongs to Us. And specifically at this point of the interview, she's talking about Clearview AI's face database and how many photos they have accumulated of people's faces, at least as of the time of her research in putting the book together. So again, let's listen now to Kashmir Hill from the Tectonic episode from October 30, 2023.
Yeah, I just wanted to add, when I first wrote about Clearview AI in January 2020, they had 3 billion faces in their database. They claimed to be adding something like 75 million new images per day. And they currently have, they say, 30 billion faces in the database. And I saw this over time that I was writing about the company. They didn't want to talk to me at first, but eventually they came around. And so I've interviewed Juan Tontat, you know, several times, and he'll run the search on me, and I'll just see new photos kind of come up each time. You know, there's more than 100 hits on my face. And in the most recent search, it was Flickr. They'd added all these Flickr photos, and there were photos there from New Year's Eve 2006, I think, of me that I didn't realize were on the internet. They were taken by a friend of my sister's, and she had put them publicly on Flickr. And yeah, my sister and I didn't realize. So it is really wild, kind of the photos that can come up where, you know, I'll be in the background of a photo, or I'll be in a crowd at a concert. And Juan Tontat, he said, you know, it's a time machine. We invented it. And it really felt that way sometimes to just see all these places on the internet I am. But in terms of how companies reacted to this, I mean, Venmo, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, these companies were not happy to learn that Clearview AI had scraped their photos. And they all sent Clearview in 2020 cease and desist letters. And they said, hey, you violated our terms of service. You know, we see this as illegal. It's a breach of contract law, you know, a CFAA violation, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which is basically an anti-hacking law. And they said, hey, delete the photos that you scrape from us and stop scraping. But as far as I know, Clearview didn't do anything in response to those letters, and the companies never pursued it further. They didn't sue Clearview. And so this practice continues. Yeah, I just wanted to add, when I first wrote about Clearview.
And that was Kashmir Hill talking on the October 30, 2023 show about her book, Your Face Belongs to Us. This is a book about facial recognition, and in particular, Clearview AI. And as you heard, Ken, Clearview AI, as of the writing of the book, I'm sure it's more than this, she found that they had a database of 30 billion faces. So all of us here are likely in that database multiple times, which means if...
Oh, many, many, many times, especially if you're on social media.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And if anyone has the Clearview AI app, someone from the police or DHS or ICE or whoever they're working with, and they point the camera at your face, immediately comes up all of your social media photos, and they know who you are and who you associate with, and what your job is, and anything else that comes off of that. It's an immediate destruction of your privacy. If that ever gets out to the public, which is what Clearview AI no doubt would like at some point, there will be no further possibility for any personal privacy in public.
Well, already, even without Clearview AI, I stumbled on an app or a site, I can't even remember, and I gave it one picture of myself, and it showed me all the other pictures
really?
Online that it found of me, and it found many, many, many.
It's the same idea. So I guess it's inevitable without regulation that there's going to be copycats springing up, and well, what we need is regulation, but that's neither here nor there. What we need is more pledges. That's actually what we need in order to to fix some of these issues. If you call 1-800-989-9368, that's 1-800-989-9368, or you can go to wfmu.org/donate and pledge to WFMU. And if you'd like, you can earmark those, not really earmark, but just kind of give credit to Tectonic as the show or one of the shows that you want to credit with your donation. Ken, how are we looking in the phone room?
It's looking good. Justin in Staten Island checking in, trying to win that book by Kevin Kelly.
Thank you, Justin.
Polly and Ted from Rifton, New York says, your show should be required listening for all citizens of the world.
Thank you, Polly and Ted. That would significantly increase our listenership, don't you think, Ken?
It would. Oh, my God. Mark, we got a pledge from inside the room.
What? It's coming from inside the room.
Our own Handy Haversack checking in.
Thank you, Handy.
Thanks for all you do, Mark. This show is the greatest gift on the greatest gift of a station.
Thank you, Handy. That's very generous of you. We should say thanks to our phone room volunteers. We've got Handy Haversack. We've got Grace. We've got Eric. Thank you all for showing up, taking your time, and volunteering to help us through this hour of pledging to WFMU during our 2024 marathon. The only issue, the only problem, it's not really a problem, but it's an invitation to the listeners, is that right now we have 0 out of 3 volunteers on the phone. Let's make
Correct.
The phone ring. And I know that Tectonic listeners have access to a phone because, as you said, we value the analog here. We value the older technology that still works.
We're still using copper lines.
POTS, baby.
Yeah, the telephone companies have been trying to discontinue these copper lines for a long, long time. We're still on them.
And they work. And if you've got a copper line, or even if you have a surveillance phone that you would like to use in phone mode, get out the little dial pad and dial or tap 1-800-989-9368. Let's see a phone ring. We've got volunteers here waiting for your call, and you get to talk to a human, not a chatbot, okay? An actual human. But we don't want you to get amorous with a human. We want you to just say what your pledge is.
Well, it sounds very close to a human, is what you mean, right? I mean, you wouldn't know that it wasn't human.
Well, 1-800-989-9368.
We have the Grace bot on phone 1 and the Handy bot on phone 2. See if you can trip them up.
That's right. You know, I didn't want to make the reveal this early in the show, Ken, but we actually don't have any humans.
No.
You're barely human yourself, really.
Yeah, no.
So it's all bots.
Yep.
I'm beginning to wonder about myself. I'm going to have to run the Turing test on myself, Ken.
I wanted to encourage people to think about the $15 a month pledge, Mark. That's a way of supporting WFMU on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And if you join that group of people this year, you will be eligible to choose your smart emotional support animal collar. We have 3 sizes, whether you have a pet or a human that's very small, medium-sized, or large. We have these smart collars, which were designed by our own Faye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Faye is such a great DJ and a great artist and designer.
Yes.
I still have she did a shirt a few years ago that was kind of maroon with, I think, a wolf Howling at the Moon. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's like WFMU.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that was a Faye design, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely.
So I
love
that.
So Faye designed it, and DA the DJ did all the smart tech engineering for it.
Now, hold up one second here. You keep saying smart tech, Ken. I thought was a dog collar or a cat collar or whatever. You're saying
this. Oh, it is.
But there's... You keep saying smart. You mean it's a surveillance collar?
Well, not on you, on whatever's wearing the collar.
Yeah, but if you're walking your dog down the street and the dog's being tracked, that means you're also being tracked.
But we're not intentionally tracking you. I mean, we're trying to track the dog. We're trying to improve the life of the dog and the care of the dog.
Sure.
You know, give us the ability to sanction you if you're not paying sufficient care. To the dog or saying nice enough things to it.
You know, first you put collars on the dog. Pretty soon it's shock collars on the humans who are non-compliant.
Well, you know, we debated whether even to call this an animal collar because we knew that there would be people who would probably want to wear it themselves. And you can because it comes in small, medium, and large.
Is there a way to opt out of the surveillance?
Oh, if you want the dumb animal
collar? Yes, yes.
Yes, you can choose the emotional support animal collar, the dumb version.
Okay, so that's $15. When you talk to Eric Bot or Grace Bot or Handy Bot, when you call in at 1-800-989-9368, you could just specify, they specify, I'm doing $15 a month, and I want the dumb collar. They should just say dumb, right?
Yeah, they could do that.
I mean, if they don't say it, it's going to default to surveillance.
Oh, yeah, because that's what most people want, and that's what's going to make the world.
We don't want the surveillance.
No, where that's what's going to make the world a better place, Mark. Work with me here.
Where does the data go? Is there a data pool? What is there, a WFMU cloud?
It's not our cloud. Oh. We contract for the cloud.
Oh, I don't even want to know which awful behemoth we're working with. Just, listeners, when you call in, 1-800-989-9368, just say, I want to do $15 a month, and I want the dumb collar. And you'll also get everything before that, too.
Right.
So they
That's can right. Get, they'll get the smart sticker.
A dumb sticker.
And they'll get the smart shirt.
And the dumb shirt. Yeah, so yeah. you want to say, I want the dumb sticker, the dumb shirt, and this is nothing about the designs. I'm just saying non-surveillance. That's what I mean by dumb.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you
they're
could,
brilliant.
Yeah,
designs.
You can make if we accidentally send you the smart version, by the way, sometimes it's as easy as snipping off the size tag off the inside of the collar of the shirt. For the sticker, it's not quite that easy.
It's holographic. You said it's sentient and feels pain.
Yes.
You can't really snip
anything
off.
It can fight back. Yes. If that's the point you're making, that is true.
What happens if you put a sentient sticker on the bumper of your car? I mean, is it going to start?
It can fix your toaster, then. There's all sorts of advantages. I'm glad you're working with me now, Mark.
I'm just asking questions. I need to know what I'm fighting against here. I'm just trying to get the details. This is all new to me. I had no idea.
I know you missed the meeting where all this was discussed.
I didn't know that WFMU was engaged in probably unlawful surveillance with hidden chips.
It's the only planet we have, Mark. We want to thank Matt in Cranford. Says, keep doing good work.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. And Chris in California says, thanks for the great service to society, Mark. Love the show. This is Chris in the Redwoods.
Oh, Chris in the Redwoods.
Yeah.
A frequent commenter. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
And Michael in Nashville, Tennessee, getting in on this little contest we're having to give out the Kevin Kelly book.
Thank you, Michael.
Kate in Brooklyn says, Mark, your show is so thought-provoking and important, and as an educator, I'm always thinking about ways to empower my students to think more critically about tech.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So that they can become more thoughtful creators.
Thank you, Kate. That's a big compliment. I'm so glad that this is helping educators because they are the people doing the important work with the next generation, trying to get that, as Kate said, to get them to think critically. So important. Kate, you're doing great work and not enough. We need more people like you who are doing that good work. So thank you. Ken, I think it's about time for the drawing. What do you think?
Yes, while you were babbling, we gave away the Kevin Kelly book, and that goes to Catherine in North Carolina.
Catherine, welcome.
Congratulations. And the prize that we're going to give away in the next half hour is another book by David Sacks, The Future is Analog. And tell us about that book, Mark.
That is a book that was featured on the show. David Sacks is a Canadian writer who's been on the show twice. He wrote a book called The Soul of an Entrepreneur, and then he wrote a book called The Future is Analog, in which he made the case that analog technologies, like we were just talking about, plain old telephone service POTS lines, are still important. And in fact, sometimes they're even superior to the digital so-called replacements that have come after them.
So Oh my God. In the world of radio, you wouldn't believe how bad things are getting tech-wise because of all the digital stuff.
That's right.
And it's not even just that it doesn't work as well, which it doesn't, but it's also so much less redundant, meaning that the backups don't work, that you're putting all your eggs in one basket. It's just awful the way things are going.
There's so many points of failure. This is even before we get to all the hidden surveillance and the growth at any cost business models. But just the construction of a digital tool has many more points of failure, usually, than a much simpler analog tool. And I completely understand there
The analog tools are much more resilient.
They're resilient.
And they're much easier to make redundant, to independent of each other.
And quite often, you can see the parts in an analog device. In a few weeks, actually, I'm going to have Richard Polt on the show talking about typewriters. He wrote a book called The Typewriter Revolution. And one of the things that typewriter aficionados say is that you can see every part of a typewriter. If something's going wrong, you can see it, you can understand it, you can fix it, you can replace it. Try doing that with your surveillance phone when something is glitching out.
Yeah.
No idea.
Right.
And so David Sacks is writing this book in order to sing the praises of analog products, analog technologies, analog thinking. And it really, in the end, he talks about how it fosters community, which is something that we have. Look, here we are face-to-face at WFMU. We're not off in the metaverse somewhere floating around. We are in person with each other, and that's a very analog experience.
Well, I am in the metaverse right now, but I'm also here with you. I'm also hydrofoiling with Zook.
Something is just becoming clear to me. You were talking earlier about all these surveillance products that people can get from the station by pledging by calling 1-800-989-9368. You mentioned in passing that there is a neural chip. And now I'm wondering, Ken, have you tested all of these on yourself? Do you have the neural chip in your brain right now?
No, I don't have it.
That seems a little evasive. You seem a little evasive right now. I mean, have you... you're in the metaverse right now, but you're also here. You must have some other digital addition to your neural circuitry that we don't know about.
Mark, I can level with you.
Okay. Don't let anyone else hear.
Because you're a friend.
Okay.
And I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
And we have been experimenting with the WFMU brain chip on humans.
Okay.
Andy Breckman.
Oh, it was Andy Breckman.
But he's not aware of it yet.
Oh, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. So, and it seems like it's going great. Just please don't mention it.
No, I won't mention it. I was wondering, when he got the tattoo.
Yeah. you are sharp as a tack. That's right. Last year when he got that tattoo.
You know, they can put a lot in through
the tattoo
skin.
Of me.
Yes.
To add insult to injury.
That's a little ironic, isn't it? All right. So.
Hey, we want to thank the Perrin family who donated to the WFMU
Perrin family
fundraiser here. You can also join them at 800-989-9368, or you can pledge at WFMU.org. And they say honor the work that Mark does, and they really open things up. Really open things up for them.
Thank you, Perrin family. You've been supporters for a long time, and I appreciate your encouragement. What do people have to pledge, Ken, in order to be in the running for the David Sacks book?
Another $20, and nobody's in the running at the moment.
Oh, you've got great odds to win The Future is Analog. So call 1-800-989-9368, or you can go to the website, wfmu.org, and click donate. Or you can join in the live listener chat if you go to WFMU.org, click comments and playlist. And Ken, I'd like to say something about the premium.
Yes.
If you go to the playlist, if you go to WFMU.org, click playlist and comments, you will be treated, possibly, that's a bit judgmental of me, but it's you will be able to see the cover image of my premium this year, which is a photo of a new band that has formed just for the purposes of the marathon. It's called Hurst and Otsk.
Uh-huh.
And the
sounds key, German Finnish or something.
The key there is H and O.
Uh-huh.
And if you can think of any other band that starts with H and O, such as Hall & Oates,
okay,
then you know this is a tribute band to Hall & Oates.
Oh, so it's a Finnish tribute band to Hall & Oates.
Well,
that sounds great.
Not Finnish exactly. I'd say American,
okay.
But yes, it's Hurst & Otsk, and it is. I'll reveal it to you, Ken. It's me and Scott Williams.
Uh-huh.
And Greg from Zone 5 is designing the cover. He's going to be playing drums on the album. And we're going to record three Hall & Oates tunes that have been slightly modified to fit the themes of Tectonic. For example...
Right, to sing the praises of Elon and Zuck.
Oh, no.
That's
no.
Great. That's a great concept.
The
Mark.
The album is called Spam Eater. We're calling it Spam Eater.
Like Man Eater.
Not Man Eater, Spam Eater. And it's by Hurst and Otsk, and you can see the famous photo, based on the famous photo of Hall & Oates' H2O album cover image, and it's yours for $75 or more. If you pledge $75, or you can join the Swag for Life program at $10 a month, then when you select your premiums, you get one DJ premium at the $75 level, and just choose the Spam Eater album that's by Hurst and Otsk. This is going to be very limited edition, Ken, because Scott and I have decided we're not going to go global with this, Ken. We're going to keep it just within the WFMU family.
It's a smarter way to go.
Yeah. I mean, it's with less supply,
you don't get interrupted. Yeah.
People are really going to be demanding this album. There's only going to be a few of them printed. So $75, a one-time pledge, or $10 a month to join our Swag for Life program. And you can select one DJ premium, and that can be the Spam Eater album by Hurst and Otsk. How are we doing there, Ken?
We're doing good. Elise in Oakland, California says, I love WFMU.
Thanks, Elise. So do I.
And we got a very generous pledge from Barry in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Barry.
And also from Kevin in Champaign, Illinois.
Thank you, Kevin.
And that brings us up to speed here, Mark.
All right. So we have a book up as a prize by David Sachs called The Future is Analog. David Sachs spoke on Tectonic a while back about The Future is Analog, and you can go and listen to that interview in the archives if you go to WFMU.org. The great thing is, friends, you can listen to any past Tectonic interview you want, anytime you want, on these WFMU.org archives. There's no ads. There's no underwriting.
No registration.
No registration. It's just freely given to you. And the way we're able to do that is by coming to you once a year in the marathon and doing pitches like this to say, hey, would you mind defraying our expenses a bit? $20, $50.
Do you listen to many podcasts, Mark?
I don't, because I'm always reading. Always reading the next book for
Tectonic. I'm not in the car as much as I was for 4 years there. But man, oh man, the way they put ads at the beginning and in the middle of podcasts is just horrible.
It's hard to...
It's a fairly recent development.
Yeah.
It's only gotten really bad, I think, in the last couple of years.
I think the podcast companies are really trying, like Spotify and others. I think iHeartMedia is one. Whoever's doing
everybody.
They're really trying to monetize now.
Yeah.
And
everybody in media, including podcasting, are really having a hard time of it. Podcasting has, you know, the explosive growth that it saw for years has really dropped off. So it's just becoming worse and worse.
And here we are at WFMU with the best possible experience. No ads, no breaks, no underwriting. It's just all interview and intro and outro songs.
Hurdles. No hurdles that we put in your way before you can start listening.
That's right.
And that's very rare these days in the world of media and audio. To just be able to go right there and start listening and not have to listen to an ad first, have to register first, not have to download and install a whole new app first.
That's right.
These are serious hurdles that are put in people's way. And it's always been our philosophy here since we started putting our audio online at WFMU back in the 90s that I didn't want hurdles in the way of people listening.
That's right. And who else does this? Who else does this year after year after year? And again, you can have any archive you want from Tectonic or any other show going back, in some cases, over 20 years, right? These archives go back for decades, literally, and it's all free. And we make it available to listeners free anywhere in the world, 24/7. But we just ask that people chip in to keep this going. And you can do that by calling 1-800-989-9368. Or you can go to WFMU.org/donate and chip in.
Yeah, and I think people should realize also that everything that WFMU does digitally to keep our archives up forever, we're the only station in the world to do that, and all the streams that we put out there and all the additional channels, it's very expensive, and it's much more difficult and expensive than just broadcasting.
Right.
But in this day and age, we kind of have no choice. Because listening habits have changed so dramatically all over the world. So we have to do this, but it is incredibly expensive for us to bring all the digital tools that we've brought. So it's really, this is the way we pay for it, is by once a year asking our listeners who are the people who use all these tools and enjoy all the audio to make a donation of $10, $20, on up, anything you can afford. And we do have a really great item this year that only has a little bit of smart technology in it.
Surveillance, uh-huh.
And that's the moderately smart Hungry Cat sweatshirt.
Interesting.
And you can see a picture of it by going to our website at WFMU.org. And everybody who sees this thing just loves it. It's the iconic WFMU Hungry Cat logo by Akira Yonakawa. Really great new logo that we've been using. And that's at the Secret Society level, which is the $41 a month level. And the way this works is if you're already doing, say, $30 a month, it would just be $11 more, and then you could get the Hungry Cat sweatshirt. And then you snip off the size tag inside the collar, and it's a regular old dumb sweatshirt. It's no longer going to track you or monitor you or record you or any of those things. So you can have it either way. You don't have to specify smart or dumb. You know what to do if you want to take out the surveillance equipment. Let's just call a spade a spade. So that's the Secret Society Hungry Cat sweatshirt for $41 a month. And yes, you can up it from whatever level you're already at. Now, hey, one of our DJs from the Drummer Stream, Sam in Brooklyn, checking in. Sam Siegel from the Drummer Stream loves the show, Mark.
Thank you so much, Sam. Thank you so much, Sam Siegel.
And
I haven't lost my horse.
Our pal Peter in Brooklyn says, keep up the great radio. Jan in New York City says, Mark is so informative and stimulating, and soon after listening, I want to share what I've heard. Unfortunately, those who listen to me are incredulous. Yet still, I listen. It really is true.
Well, sometimes when I read out these headlines, thank you, Jan, you got to say, I'm not making this up. I know this sounds beyond any kind of imagination of where tech could go, but this is actually happening. Like when we had the recent conversation about space junk with astronomer Samantha Lawler, and she talked about how plans are afoot, proposals are active that could put as many as 1 million satellites in the night skies. And she's an astronomer. She's not hyperbolizing. She's saying it could get that bad, but I can empathize with what Jan is saying. When you go out and tell people this, they go, You must have something wrong there, Mark, because it doesn't. There can't be a million things in space floating around, and yet it is.
Well, how many of them are out there now?
We've got about 10,000, on the order of 10,000 satellites right now in low Earth orbit. Uh-huh. About 5,000 and change. A slight majority of those are all owned by Elon Musk.
Great man.
through. It's Starlink. It's delivering internet access. But to Samantha Lawler's point, why do we need another 955,000 satellites in low Earth orbit to deliver internet access? How much internet access do we possibly need?
Well, you probably need another 1,000 satellites just to handle the infrastructure load of the WFMU smart sticker, which could be yours for $20 at 800-989-9368.
I wanted to say something. I was in the swirl of comments, but Sam Siegel was so nice to donate. He's on the Give the Drummer radio stream on Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight. A great show, and always appreciate his support. I appreciate everyone's support. 1-800-989-9368. We're trying to raise some money for WFMU so we can keep these archives online for you for another year. As station manager Ken Friedman just said, we are the only station in the world that posts archives for free in their entirety forever. It's all there for you with no barriers like a sign up or downloading an app. There's no registration step. There are no ads. There are no underwriting breaks. It's all available to you. We just ask once a year, hey, would you mind pitching in a little bit so we can keep doing this? I'll add that your support really motivates me to keep going with Tectonic. I've been doing this show now for over 6 years, and I always appreciate the support from pledgers during the marathon, and frankly from all the Swag for Life monthly members who are giving month after month. Everybody, whether you're pledging one-off or as a Swag for Life, or I really appreciate it.
And Mark, we are only about $29 away right now from the $4,000 mark for Tectonic. Please help put us over that level as the show wraps up. 800-989-9368 is the phone number, and you can pledge online at WFMU.org. $20 more, you're in the running to win the David Sacks book, The Future is Analog. We want to thank Stuart in London. Much love from an avid listener.
Thanks, Stuart.
Chris in Burlington, and you're going to have to explain his comment to me, Mark. He says, thanks, Mark, for helping to forestall a Weyland Yutani future.
Oh, yeah, that's from Blade Runner. That's the hegemonic tech company in Blade Runner.
Weyland Yutani.
Yeah, that makes the androids, yes.
Oh, cool.
So I'm trying to forestall the Blade Runner future where we have to issue Turing tests, like to you, Ken, whether you're human.
Yeah. We want to thank Tim and Champagne. Thank you, Mark. As society becomes more confusing and alienating, I seek out Tectonic to stay informed.
Thanks, Tim.
And grounded. And our pal Herb in New York says, Mark and Ken should do a 23andMe wherein their DNA gets cloned. Kind of just like the boys from Brazil, you know, where they cloned all those little Hitler babies.
Thanks, Herb.
That's
M-I-C.
A great idea, Herb. Thank you. Aaron in Toronto says, thank you for all the work and research you do to keep us informed, Mark.
Thank you, Aaron. It's a pleasure. I do it for you, Aaron.
And our friend H up in Hastings on Hudson says, yay, Mark.
Thank you, H. I know who that is.
Yes.
Thank you.
And our pal Henry.
Henry.
The web hamster.
Webham.
From Kingston says, WFMU is my streaming platform. And he says, it even streams my work from time to time.
He's also a past guest. He was one of the first guests, you know that, after
I remember.
Tectonic launched.
Yes, I remember you having Henry on.
Web hamster Henry did a lot of work on the Gopher server, a lot of the early
Yeah, he really got us
technology.
On. He got us online in the first place, and he was the webmaster, and somehow he transformed himself, I think, by through, you know, messing around with his DNA from
yes.
the webmaster to the web hamster.
Do you think there's is there a neural chip involved in that, or that came
later?
Oh,
no, that's purely biological tomfoolery.
Okay. 1-800-989-9368. We just have a few minutes before Dave Mandel comes in with another great episode of It's Complicated. 1-800-989-9368 to
now
show
only,
your support.
Now only $19 away from the $4,000 mark, which is a good, respectable mark here for a one-hour show on WFMU. Please help us break that barrier by pledging $20 or more right now at 800-989-9368, or you can pledge online at WFMU.org.
Who's got 20 bucks? Who's got 20 bucks who can chip that in to the station, take us over the goal?
April in New York City, thank you. And thank you to Tony in Mount Tabor.
Thanks, April. Thanks, Tony.
Tony says, nice to meet you the other night. Keep up the great work.
Mark
hosted a wonderful, very uplifting movie called Total Trust about the surveillance state in the People's Republic of China.
Tony, it was great meeting you as well. Thanks for coming out. We had a good crew of people who came out and watched Total Trust, and a good discussion afterwards.
Yeah, so if you have the chance to see that, it's very hard to see it in the United States now.
It is. There are not many screenings of it.
Yeah, but if you can see Total Trust, amazing documentary about the surveillance state and also a lot about facial recognition. That's very, very scary.
Social credit algorithms, and it's basically everything that you've built into the surveillance gear, Ken, for this marathon.
Well, I did say it was scary. I didn't say that it was also very inspiring. And it's kind of like a roadmap for me.
Right.
And for, I think, a lot of other people.
Do you think every other marathon after this is also going to have surveillance chips in the T-shirts?
I would expect so. But people can always cut out the size tag. We don't prevent
Come
people.
On, listeners, donate. If we show a strong showing here, maybe station manager Ken will relent from this, and we'll go back to having dumb T-shirts and dumb stickers with regular holograms.
Mary Jean from Springfield says, thank you for all you do. Calling from a landline, yo.
Yes, Mary Jean, right. Thank you. It still works.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of radio stations out there that have eliminated the phones altogether.
Ah.
Yeah. I know. It's so depressing that they would do that.
What? How are you going to communicate with people? I mean, you want them just to text you? It's radio.
Yeah, I know.
How are
I
you
going
to get their
I know.
Vote?
And this is happening. This is happening at real radio stations with real human beings.
not populated by bots. Like
yeah,
this
not
one.
A bot station. Yeah. So I was very, very upset to
I
hear that.
I have to say, Ken, for a bot station, this one sounds pretty good. I mean, you've done. I know you're a bot yourself, but you've done pretty good at hiring other bots.
Well, Lord knows we did a lot of sit-ups. You know, it took a long time training to get to this point. But thank you, Mark. I take that as a supreme compliment.
Yeah, I don't usually compliment bots unless I have to be very polite and or amorous to them.
We want to thank Wesley in Oakland.
Thanks, Wesley.
And Chris in Brooklyn calling from a flip phone,
yes,
yo.
Yes, that's it.
Proud of that flip phone.
And the flip phone is superior to the surveillance phone in so many different ways. So I appreciate your support.
Oh, we're getting a nice little flurry here at the end, Mark. Let me just add that one in. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. We're going to be doing a drawing for the analog book, The Future is Analog, by David Sachs in just a moment. Thank you to Bryant in Toronto. Thank you, Mark and Stache. WFMU is about the only thing that keeps me distracted from the despair of pretty much everything. And there's a lot. And Bryant, you have to learn to take that despair and turn it into something uplifting and positive.
That's right. Like the
you have to take a lot of drugs to do that, but it's worth it. If you can do it, if you can take that morass out there and make it uplifting.
I'm just going to let you own that comment, Ken. I can't
thank
sign
you,
off
Bryant,
on that.
Thank you, Bryant in Toronto.
But thank you, Bryant.
And thank you to Chris. Chris, Flip Phone Chris.
Thanks, Flip Phone Chris. We have about a minute left, and then we're going to bring on someone who is too hot to handle, Dave Mandel, with It's Complicated, his prog rock show, and I hope you'll be very generous to him. But if you want to get in a last second pledge for Tectonic, call 1-800-989-9368. And you know what? In about 20 seconds, Ken, I'm going to start bringing up a track from last year's premium called The Sounds of Surveillance. This was a completely different band called Cymark and Scott Funkel. You can guess.
I've played them. I've played them on my show.
They're a famous Finnish band.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and listen to Cymark and Scott Funkel.
And will we be back?
Hello, Siri. I'm just going to put this under us.
Okay. Because I wanted to thank Joseph in Staten Island, who says that you, Mark, are so smart. So listen and donate, everybody. Thank you,
Thanks, Joseph.
And the Perrin family has won the David Sacks book.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Perrin family.
Perrin family. And we are over $4,000. Please keep pledging.
Yes, broke the $4,000 goal. Great job. Thank you.
There's a few minutes left. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. This is day one of our two-week-long pledge drive here at listener-sponsored WFMU Radio. Please find it in yourself to give to this radio station. This is the only time of the year that we pull out all the stops and beg and debase ourselves in your general direction. So please... Please make it worth our while and keep this station on the air and strong for another year with your pledge at 800-989-9368.
That's 1-800-989-9368, or you can go to wfmu.org/donate. And it's true, Ken, we ask and plead and beg. And I got to say, it makes a difference when the pledges come in. To me, it warms me up to know that there are listeners in London and Indiana, Illinois, North Carolina, New York City, Brooklyn, and everywhere else that's pledged today. Knowing there are people out there in Toronto who are finding this helpful. Those pledges, those comments stick with me throughout the year. And we've got 30 seconds, Ken. Let me just remind people you're listening to the greatest radio station of the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And until next time, when I'll be co-hosting with Dave the Spaz, I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. Thanks to Handy, Grace, Eric, and hi to my brother, Dave Mandel.
And thanks to Michelle in Madison, who loves the show. And
brothers.
Great job, Mark.
Thank you. Daniel Blumen, thanks for being in the phone room, giving good vibes. Station manager Ken Friedman, thank you so much for being my co-host this evening.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody, for Dave Mandel.
And that's the way we start things off here. We are in the middle, not the middle, actually the beginning, close to the beginning, of the 2024 WFMU annual on-air fundraising marathon. Dave Mandel here with my extremely special, my extraordinary co-host and MC out in the phone room, Daniel Blumen. Daniel.
Hello.
Thank you for coming out. Joining me.
I was going to stay home today, but decided if it's Mandel, I'm here.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. And we got food. We had a very close call here.
You got food?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I have lasagna. Was I not supposed to tell you that?
No, because
I can share it with you.
Later. First, we got to make the ducats.
We have to
deserve it.
We have to explain what's going on. We have very generous volunteers who come here throughout the fundraiser every year and make food, make scrumptious food for the DJs, MCs, and volunteers. And it was a close call tonight. We were Daniel and I were pacing like expectant fathers up and down between the fourth floor and the third floor here at FMU, waiting for the lasagna to arrive. And we didn't think it was going to get here, did we, Daniel?
Nope.
And it arrived like seconds ago.
Yeah, funny how you knew exactly when to go down there to get the lasagna. You meanwhile, know, I'm standing here pacing up and down like a wild animal.
I have a sixth sense, Daniel. Food cannot escape my notice, my reach. Anyway, we're here to raise money tonight to keep this station, keep the station running. Hold on, let me turn your volume down while you mess with your microphone over there.
To make sound.
We come on the air, we take to the airway. Oh, God, Daniel. If you only saw, ladies and gentlemen, what he's doing to that microphone. Okay, you're good. You're done. Did you get it out of your system?
I thought it would make for good radio. This is what your life would sound like without freeform radio.
It was great radio. Daniel was putting. Now I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Daniel was putting a paper towel over the microphone,
mm-hmm.
which we do to stay safe here at FMU in the studio. Anyway, we're on the air. Taking to the airwaves to raise money to keep this amazing, unique radio station going for another year. We are totally independent. We don't take money from the man in any of his many guises. We don't take money from government agencies, billionaires, none of that. Money comes from you, listeners, and that's how we pay the bills here every year. The DJs get paid nothing, zero, as you're well aware, Daniel Blumen.
That's right.
And all the money goes into keeping the station running. We buy records ourselves. We spend a small fortune on music to play for you. And all your money goes into keeping the station running, our massive web archives and all the rest. Let's dive in. I'm going to play some music and let's talk. So we have a few prizes to give away during the show.
Fantastic.
Tonight. And also I have a CD that I have put together especially for this year's fundraiser. It's 50 minutes or so. I haven't actually timed it. Let's call it 50 minutes of choice prog rock.
Dance music.
Appropriately. Not anti-dance music, in fact.
Uh-huh.
And it's mostly pretty obscure, hard-to-get stuff, and I mention that not to pat myself on the back, but just to say that this is not something you could, like, walk into the corner.
That's right. I tried to
candy store. And
I tried to listen to
copy
it.
Of this,
and I couldn't find any of the tracks.
Oh, I thought you meant you tried to listen and it rotted your brain cells or something.
No, I tried to listen to it, and you're absolutely right. This stuff is not actually out there.
Yeah, and it's maybe like half of it is things that I've played on the show and half not. And I'll play a few things from it tonight to entice you people to pledge to make donations to the station. So I'm going to play some of it now. If all goes well, in about a minute or so, there should be an image of the CD, the front cover and the back cover, on the playlist, on the live playlist page. If you go to our website, wfmu.org, you'll be able to see it. And you'll be able to see the track list, in fact.
You can also pledge if you go to the website.
And you can also pledge if you go to the website.
wfmu.org/donate. And you can also call us here, 1-800-989-9368. 1-800-989-WFMU.
We love getting phone calls, but pledges in any form whatsoever are gratefully accepted. As Daniel says, WFMU.org. Go to our website and pledge there. Call us. We have people ready to take your call, human beings, at 1-800-989-9368. I'm going to play a track from my premium CD. This is something from the group Island. And, you know, I like to play long tracks on the show, like a 12-minute track is better than a 4-minute track. I'm not going to do that tonight because we don't have that much time to raise money. So I no promises. I may cut in halfway through this piece to start pitching again. But in the meantime, this is the group Island. And again, this is a track that appears on my CD.